An award-winning Aboriginal Language Centre in Kununurra has implored the Prime Minister to increase funds to teach and preserve Indigenous languages. Language has for the first time been included in Closing the Gap targets, with a commitment that more languages are spoken in 11 years' time. The Murrumba Language Centre was founded in the 1970s. CEO and senior linguist KJ Olowski has written to the government to ask for more support. I started by asking him what he thought of the language target.
The short reaction is finally. We've been waiting for that for a long time because languages play such an important role for the well-being of Indigenous people, and not just Indigenous people, for all of us. And you know me, I've got my German accent and I'm multilingual. Speaking different languages makes a big difference for me, but I know it makes a very big difference for Aboriginal people who still are able to speak their traditional language. And it's really good to see that the government has picked up on that and included it in the targets.
None of these targets, though, come with attached funding. What's your concern around that?
Well, that's exactly the problem. We're looking at target number 16. In the next 10 years, there will be a sustained increase in number and strength of Aboriginal languages being spoken. How is this going to happen if they're just trying to restructure what has already worked relatively well? I'm not saying that it hasn't worked. So language centres around the country have been doing a great job in trying to revitalise languages. But the issue is, compared to other sectors, there's not enough funding. So just looking at, and I took the liberty of looking at some sectors and how much funding they receive. Foreign aid, well, $4.2 billion, but of course there are many countries that are supported. Vanuatu receives $42 million a year. Papua New Guinea, $519 million. Then there's about $749 million for arts, $385 million for sports, $90 million for plane search. Oh, and then we come down the list, and it's called Indigenous Languages and Arts Program, $20 million a year. That just can't compare, and I'm not sure what we're supposed to achieve with that.
$20 million a year seems like a lot to the average person on a street, but how does money like that from the federal government trickle down to an organisation like Murrumba?
Okay, I can play with open cards. We get $400,000 a year. That amount has been the same for the last 5 years. What we are trying to do with that is we have roughly 20 employees, most of them Indigenous, most of them part-time or casual, and we do anything we can. We rip out our arms and legs to keep the Murrung language alive and make sure that the next generation can still speak it. So, for example, we have an early childhood program that reaches 400 kids every week. We run public language classes. We do cultural awareness training. We have bilingual radio programs with a station across the road. We respond to requests. We provide training for Indigenous people. So all that is happening. And I think it's successful. But looking at the past 5 years and the increase of costs has brought a really difficult situation for us because $400,000 is not worth what it was worth 5 years ago. Our insurance premiums, salaries, all that's gone up. And we simply can't continue what we have been doing if we stay on that same amount.
You sound like you desperately love some extra government funding.
I think that should be easy. I mean, through this whole coronavirus crisis, we have seen the amount of support being flashed around. And it's good to see that when there's an emergency, there is help available. Indigenous languages around Australia have been in an emergency for a long time. And increasing the funding, the little funding available, or actually multiplying it, is not an impossibility. Not where we have, where we can find $90 million to look for a plane. I'm not saying this is not important. It's all important. But we need to look at the scale and the commitment of the government to languages. It's good to put it in a report. It's good to put indigenous languages into targets over the next 10 years. And we are looking at long-term solutions, but we need long-term support.
If you don't get that?
Specifically for the Miramar Language Centre, we will have to cut down on services and on staff. On the contrary, we would like to increase what we are already doing and would like to employ more people. Also keeping in mind the benefit outside language. So government is screaming for Indigenous employment. We have jobs. They're screaming for improved education. We can help. But let's say if things go badly and there is no more funding, well, I guess we'll have to cut down. We have to focus more on getting donations from people who are more generous than the government.
On ABC Radio, you're listening to KJ Alowski, who's the CEO of the Miramar Language Centre and a senior linguist. Now, KJ, you've written to the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. What specifically have you told him?
Yeah, I've got him on the other line. No.
I understand. You'll have to let me go. But before you do, what have you told Mr. Morrison?
Pretty much what I've told you. I've made my three main points, which is, look, your government has installed the Closing the Gap Agreement. You have commissioned other reports that show how important Indigenous languages are. But compared to other areas, Indigenous languages are receiving an almost negligible amount of funding. Secondly, if you decide to increase that funding, please incorporate some kind of CPI, because costs will always be rising. And thirdly, well, the funding program that we receive our funding from is called Indigenous Languages and Arts. And there's a little catch in there, because art centres and other projects are also eligible in applying for that funding. So this is actually not funding we get thrown at automatically. We need to apply for it, and it's competitive. Having a funding program that is just for Indigenous languages would be wonderful.
That's KJ Alowski, Knut Alowski, who's the CEO and senior linguist at the Miramar Language Centre in Kununurra.